Welcome back. This is Flex ATX, brought to you by 104.9 The Horn, with your host Snoop Daniel. Yeah. Zach is coming back. He's taking a rest.
Lord,
break. We're here.
Oh my God, Lord knows what he's doing.
Bringing it back from break on a beautiful Friday night with Friday Night Flex with your host Snoop Daniel.
Yeah, are we going golfing?
Yeah, we're gonna go golfing soon.
Me okay. And you promised, yeah. So now I just said it on the air. So, all right, before we get to Paul Rodriguez, recon athlete, of course, Mason Ramirez, former UT Longhorn, Round Rock Dragon, all-district player. He was a beast. Seth Stevenson, a former Hayes Rebel baseball
RP&D,
player.
RP&D, baby.
Headed to Tennessee. We're going to talk to him at 820. Imani Williams. Shout out to Hippo Nation. Hutto. She's going to an HBCU now. We'll find out which one. And then our major guest of the night. Well, Mason's really big, but Allie Green. He's a DB starting safety for the for Tulsa. Legendary LBJ Jaguar player. Football and basketball. Allie Green. That's my fam right there. We'll chop it up with him about 840-ish. Okay, so just so you know. Okay, before we go to Paul Rodriguez, we talked with Hutto defensive lineman Landon Watson, who just verbally committed to TCU. I talked to him yesterday to ask him about how that went down. Congratulations on the commitment to TCU. Can you tell us how that came about?
Me and my family, just after a lot of thoughts and prayer, we felt like it was the right choice for me, academically and schematically on the football side of it. And it was the perfect fit for me. It's close to home, so I still have access to come home and be close to family and friends, and to have access to trainers in the off season. So that was big. That was big to me.
Now, Landon, I know it's been an adventure, you know, with schools recruiting, but with coronavirus, does this kind of take a big load and burden off your shoulders as far as where you're going to wind up after Hutto?
Yeah, it's definitely a stress reliever for me and my family to know where I'm going to be going for the next 3 to 4 years, and now I can fully focus on me and my high school and focus on winning a state championship this year.
All right, but real quick, I mean, you know, I know, like, coaches – LaPlante has been, you know, trying to make everything safe as possible. How has Hutto been able to, you know, try to stay on one page during all this craziness?
Well, we all definitely stay on the same page as far as the COVID guidelines. We've all been wearing masks, workouts, and having masks on when we're not in the actual drill. So with us doing that, us staying safe, washing our hands, using hand sanitizer, just social distancing, that is going to keep us being able to practice and get ready for the season.
Well, Landon, I couldn't be more proud of you. You know, we've been watching you since a freshman, so this has all been destiny for you, and it's great to watch your story. Continued success. You shouting out to anybody before I let you go?
I definitely want to shout out to my parents, because without them, nothing's possible. They made so many sacrifices to put me in a position to be successful on and off the field, and I can't thank them enough for that.
All right, Hutto linebacker Landon Watson, TCU commit. Landon, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. All right, let's welcome on Paul Rodriguez at Recon Athlete. Paul, before we get into the ATX fully, I'm recruiting thoughts on Hutto's Landon Watson headed to TCU.
It was a really good thing that I saw with him, kind of just monitoring his, you know, commitment going through the past few weeks and into the month. And I think when TCU really stepped in heavily after Landon decommitted from LSU, I think that Gary Patterson's going to have a great opportunity. And there's another individual up there, Chauncey Franks, who's their chaplain. He's an alumni of Lockhart, Texas, where that's an alumni as well. And so they got a great foundation for the young men up there, not only, you know, on the gridiron, but also spiritually. So they're going to be supported in more ways than just one.
Okay. Well, Paul, we heard from RJ Martinez earlier. I'll try to get that interview later on in the hour. But, man, a lot of action going on in the ATX as far as offers are concerned. Where do we even start?
Well, I'm going to kick off in Vista Ridge, man. Elijah Estes getting the offer from Carthage College. He's notched up, I think, 2 or 3 so far to date. And then, you know, we've seen as a trend, especially in the Austin area, schools coming in and blanketing offers to a lot of individuals, and this week it was Southwestern College out of Georgetown, and I'm going to go ahead and name some names with the high schools that they're fitted with. So let's kick off with McNeil's Jalen Mosley getting offered by Southwestern, Hendrickson receiver Brennan Dees, and then there's so many offers for those young men. Austin High's offensive lineman Harrison Donovan getting an offer from Southwestern as well. Shout out to Weiss Wolves, Diego Cruz picking an offer from them as well. And then rounding out, I believe Danny Davis got offered from LBJ today as well. And then Bowen Lewis from Vandergrift, the running back, getting an offer from Southwestern as well. So lots of blanketing offers. We've seen schools in the past do it, but today
Paul,
it's Southwestern.
Real quick, okay, I got to ask. Okay, so because we're posting these offers, and we're like, man, there's a lot of them. So, I mean, like, is it first come, first serve? And if you don't commit, like, you just out of luck? Or, like, how, I mean, like, I don't know, like, did you just, like, blanket offer? Like, I'm wondering, because I'm just trying to get a better understanding of the recruiting scene, and I guess you're just blanket offering to get what you can. I don't know. Help me.
A lot of times where I'm seeing this kind of landscape is that because we have the dead period and really they only can communicate through phone, virtual, or correspondent, and virtual is going to be the most efficient. And so I think the need that the university or college has, they're just trying to come in and find the best value for their position that they need. And so, you know, they're going to offer more than one kid at a certain position due to the fact that, you know, you may have somebody commit to another university over the school that gave them an offer. And, you know, you really kind of saw that, in my opinion, you saw that with Ryder Hernandez and RJ Martinez. You know, there was a tit for tat of schools offering both quarterbacks. And then, you know, just this past week, we had, of course, you know, Ryder is committed to play baseball at Texas State University, but RJ committed to play Northern Arizona to play football. And so schools, you know, they're going to offer multiple kids at the same position, but because whenever they get that commitment, then they'll be able to kind of focus on the next position. But you're going to see a lot of offers at different positions.
Okay, so, okay, let's kind of, man, that's, okay, Paul, one day you'll be in studio. We'll really get to have, like, an actual long conversation. But real quick, other highlights from the ATX area from recruiting.
Yeah, I want to give some shine to Vandergrift because Bowen Lewis also got another offer from Kenyon College as well. So did Caleb Lewis. So just wanted to make sure they got that shine.
Yes.
And then, you know, it's Danny Davis also at LBJ got an offer from Hendrickson also. And those were the big highlights. Shout out to Round Rock Dragons, Seth Ford picking up an offer from Eastern New Mexico. And that's pretty much it. I'm really glad to see, you know, these quarterbacks who are in these prolific offenses in these 6A classifications, because there's so much talent and they're so deep that, you know, we'd like to see them go four or five times deep, but usually we see them get knocked out in by district or area round. So this district coming up, Snoop, I mean, we got big name quarterbacks in 5A, 6A, so it's going to be a dandy. And then, of course, you know, we have what's going on in the 4A out of Lampasas and LBJ and Fredericksburg, so it's going to be fun, bro. I'm really getting excited.
Okay, Paul Rodriguez at Recon Athlete. You shouting out to anybody real quick?
Yeah, shout out to God and shout out to my dad, Papa Romeo. It's his birthday weekend, so I'm happy for him.
Oh.
I'm going to grill it up this weekend for him, and we're going to hang out and do a little celebrating.
All right, 100th episode of Recon Athlete Podcast tomorrow, Facebook at Revelry. Paul, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Stay soon.
So thanks, Paul, really the go-to guy for recruiting in the Central Texas area. But another go-to guy, a local legend. We're talking about, like, the Mount Rushmore of, like, Austin area, like, cultural icons. Is another, I mean, we call this Goat Hour for a reason. So this guy here, Round Rock legend, walk-on, turn scholarship, turn real-life playing time for University of Texas. Round Rock legend, Goat. Mason Ramirez. Mason, thanks for coming on the show, man.
How y'all doing? I appreciate y'all having me on.
Mason, dude, okay, this is lit, okay? Because, you know, like, you know, I did a fan stand for 10 years, and you were, like, one of the first super sophomores because, I you was a sophomore, and you had, like, 100-plus dang tackles, and, like, yeah, it's a sophomore named Mason Ramirez. He's, like, stopping everybody. Can you flash back to that year and what it meant for Coach Cheatham to trust you to go out there and run wild?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of feels like it was yesterday, but I guess that was already like 8 years ago now. But yeah, I remember being real nervous those first few weeks, being only like, 15 years old, and yes, them trusting me on the back end. But we came out week one against It was Chad President. And
yes, Temple.
I can't remember a homeboy that went to TCU play quarterback, but Zach Allen, I think that's
yeah. Yeah, Zach Allen. Wow.
Yeah, I came out. That was the first game, and dude that went to Oklahoma State. So yeah, it was a lot on my plate for week one, but I'm glad they trusted me and it worked out for the best.
Yeah, back when Chad President was a receiver.
Yeah, he was out there snagging balls on us.
But, I mean, like, going to Round Rock, I mean, you had plenty of talent around you. Like, Round Rock's really kind of, like, has this, like, niche of, like, sending linemen to the next level. But, I mean, we were talking earlier, and they've had a fair share of receivers, too, like Keon DeLosa back in the day. So, I mean, you really got some great practice during the week to get you ready for games like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Keon and Nash Kelly were definitely the two dudes. I remember those back in high school, just being able to, you know, iron sharpens iron, just being able to go out there and compete with those guys every day definitely helped me hone my craft back then.
Yeah, and then speaking of honing your craft, man, I mean, you did. I mean, really, what's the goal for a lot of people is to go play Division I ball, to go play at a school like Kansas, a Big 12 school. Can you talk a little bit about that opportunity for you and your time there?
Yeah, Kansas. I'll always be grateful for the opportunity at Kansas. Initially, it was really my initial commitment to Kansas was just to be able to have the opportunity to play at DKR, being in the Big 12. But, you know, circumstances worked out there that it wasn't the best for me. I actually transferred to, I don't know that this many people know, but I actually transferred to Tech semester and tried to walk onto the team at Tech and got cut. And that's when I made the decision that, you know, Texas has always been on my radar. It might be the time to pull the trigger on it.
Man, Round Rock dudes love to go to Tech, man. I think... Like, I guess all their homies are at Tech. So
the girls
like no
go there.
There.
That's
man.
Why.
Round Rock, you'll love Tech, man.
Round Rock 2.0, no doubt.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, you kind of mentioned it there. So, you ultimately, going from Round Rock to Kansas to Tech to ultimately to University of Texas, talk a little bit about how you got that opportunity and ultimately making a position change out of necessity to play some running back.
Yeah, I honestly, going to walk on, I was... And I always wanted to do it, but academics was my primary goal getting in because I didn't have the grades coming out of high school to get into UT. So I had to slave over at ACC and go, you know, 18, 21 hours a semester to get my GPA.
Wow.
But
the real story.
Yeah,
oh my God. Sorry.
Yeah, I had there's some backstory, but I don't need to. Right. I don't like to have that.
So Mason Ramirez uncut.
Yes. All right, please, yeah. Mason, please go.
But I walked to the facility one day, asked them when the walk-on tryouts were, and they told me they're in 2 weeks. So, I mean, I'd already been keeping my body in shape, but ended up just going out there showing what I could do. And I got an email a couple weeks later from Mr. Shipley saying that I had secured the opportunity for the spring, and I guess the rest is history.
And so, again, I mean, played defensive back in high school, defensive back, and that's how you got recruited to Kansas, I assume. And then always kind of being like that undersized kind of defensive back to play at the next level to ultimately get moved to running back. What was that conversation like where they were like, hey, Mason, we want you to play running back?
We were in fall camp last year. We had a couple guys go down, and they were just trying to get some bodies in the backfield. And Coach Herman came up to me, asked me if I'd ever played running back. And I was like, honestly, back in middle school, I was like, that was my thing.
That was nice.
Toss right, toss left. Like, I don't know if I still got it, but I'm not going to say no. So they started putting me back there, and I was just like, you know, I don't have very much training back here. I'm just going to let it fly. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And luckily, I don't know if it was that day that just I got real lucky on the in the scrimmage in fall camp, but I'm really fortunate for the rest of my life that they put me on scholarship after that.
And then talk a little about, I mean, so we see these, like, scholarship videos. I mean, everyone always retweets them and, like, kind of makes you, like, tear up a little bit. And then, like, to see, like, the little kind of pranks that they pull on people to ultimately put them on scholarship. So to be the subject of one of those, what was that moment like for you?
Yeah, man, I've always, like, I mean, when I graduated high school, I kind of knew that the walk-on to scholarship was going to be my reality. So, I've always followed those videos of like, your sand little, you know, pranks and little schemes that they have to put people on. But I don't know. I wanted it to happen, and I was going to work as hard as I could every day to make it happen. But it wasn't like it was something that I was really expecting that day. So that, like, you know, that I don't even know, like, the invigoration of that moment, just everything that you work for coming, you know, coming true in that moment. It's hard to explain.
I mean, to be someone that's a walk-on, though, that's like has a significant role on the team, for me, every time like something would be out of place, I'd be like, yo, are they trying to give me a scholarship right now? Are they like, are they some like, am I getting like punked but for a scholarship?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I guess I kind of, you know, I figured, you know, it, I had a good chance at getting that scholarship, but it, like I'm saying, it for me, it was always just about, you know, I grew up in the Austin area. I've been a Texas fan my whole life, and I said it in the speech after I got put on that all I ever wanted was to run down that field on kickoff one day or just one time. Like, I don't care if they don't ever say my name in the stadium. Nobody knows I ever played football here. If I could just get one kickoff running down that field, everything would be worth it.
Yeah, and I mean, you got much more than that, and I think that's why your story is so like inspiring for people to see.
Yes.
To see someone like, again, what seems like an unachievable goal to achieve not only that but so much more. But a question that I ask to a lot of like the local guys that end up playing at the next level, so what is this something like that you thought of when, whether it be at Kansas or when you're at UT, is really kind of putting on for the 512? I mean, a lot of times the big time athletes are coming out of, for Texas, are coming out of the DFW or coming out of Houston. So it's really kind of like shining for your hometown, something that you were really conscious of.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I definitely take a lot of pride in being from the 512 area and from Round Rock, especially. My dad went to Round Rock too, and so like, It just kind of runs in the family. We've been here for a while, and I take a lot of pride in it. And when I was at UT, you know, you have a lot of little disputes and rivalries with guys across the state. You know, Dallas has got this football, out in Nacogdoches, we make them, East Texas, all that. And I'm like, you know, we breed them well here in 512 too. Don't get us disrespected.
All right, Mason Ramirez, that was an epic interview. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Legend.
Before we let you go, are you shouting out to anybody?
Yeah, shout out Round Rock Football. Shout out my boys down at Texas. Wishing them the best. Hopefully the season keeps on, but if not, I wish those guys the best out there. And shout out you guys, too. It's been a minute. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, Mason, bro, man, you a GOAT forever, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tonight.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Take care.
All right. Mason Ramirez, former Round Rock, UT Longhorn. Other side of the break, we're going to rep for the Hayes Rebels. We got a young man that is taking it to the volunteer land. Okay, Seth Stevenson. It's a flex.
It's the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. The NFL begins in
27 days.
A friendly reminder from your friends at the Horn, where Austin talks football.
Yo, we are back. DJ Samwise Gamgee, always bringing the heat, man. This is that that Amine. Red okay. Mercedes beat.
Okay.
You know what it is, man. It's Friday Night Flex, presented by 104.9 The Horn. I'm Zach Lucero, joined by Nolan Hogan, the DJ Samwise Gamgee. Two shout-outs, because I made fun of him earlier, I guess. And then the host is with the most is Mr. Snoop Daniel. Up next, we got Nolan Hogan's boy. Nolan, you want to introduce your boy?
Yeah, this is a great good friend of mine, buddy Seth Stevenson. He's played baseball with me at Hayes, just committed to Tennessee this summer.
Yeah!
So, please welcome Seth Stevenson.
Turn it up,
What's
Seth.
What's up, Hoagie?
What up, B-Bo?
Hoagie.
That's old school.
How y'all doing?
That's what we're talking about.
We're doing great. Hey, Seth, real quick, first off, the accolades, first team All-District in 25-6A. I got to say, when you're playing teams like LT and Westlake, you know, being first team All-District is a big deal. What are your memories from senior year?
Really just... I mean, we all kind of grew up with each other since middle school, even elementary school. So playing alongside the same dudes all the way up to senior year was really something special.
Yeah, that was a fun experience playing all those 4 years and with the same guys and getting a lot of quality bonding time every week.
And, you know, I feel like in terms of baseball, I mean, really like the most coverage obviously is going to be like Lake Travis, Westlake. But, I mean, I was talking to Nolan earlier. I mean, Hayes really has some big-time baseball players. Baseball is really a sport that's kind of slept on in that area. We were talking about Granger Studdard
when I was in high school.
So just talk a little bit about, like, kind of the slept-on talent over in your area.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think we could – our senior team, even our junior team, really, I feel like we could have competed with anyone across the state of Texas. I think our junior year, like, Lake Travis beat us 2 walk-offs. And we were right there with them. Of course, they had guys like Jimmy Lewis, Brett Beatty on the mound that were kind of dominant. But other than that, we could hit with anybody, and we could play with anybody, I felt like. We just got cut short our senior year to San Antonio Reagan. That was another good program.
Yeah, old Reagan is cold-blooded, bro. Man. Okay. Seth Stevenson on the phone. By the way, former Hayes now with Tennessee. But real quick, let's talk about Temple. What was your experience like at Temple?
It's good, and I just want to make it clear, I am still at Temple.
You are? Okay.
I'm going to be here one more year, yes, sir. And it was really a good experience. It still is, obviously. But coming into Temple, I was just ready to get to work. I knew junior college was going to be a grind, and my coaches had kind of told me that you get in, that, like, however I come in with whatever mindset is what I'm going to get out. And I just came in ready to get to work and ready to get better. And they did that. They really developed me into a better player.
Yeah, you're talking about that work always you're putting in over that JUCO. I see you tied second place for triples in the when the season was cut. Do you think you could have pulled out the dub on that?
I don't know. I mean, God willing, I think so. I was on track for sure, but we kind of had set that goal before the season even started, actually. The triples was if I got the ball in the gap that I was going to get 3 bags, and
that was
before the season started. So it was kind of cool that it actually happened.
Who is this, Trey Turner?
Seth got those wheels on him.
Okay, I see. All right, shortstop.
I like Trey Turner.
That's my bro, dude. I love Trey. That's my favorite baseball player. So anyway, all right, Seth. Okay, so Seth, real quick. We were researching your Instagram, you know, for research for the show. Do you know my homie Andre Jackson? Used to go to Anderson.
Oh, that's my best friend. He's actually my roommate right now.
What? Shut up. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Dude, Andre is my family, man. Action Jackson, number 6.
My bad. Cut out for a minute. What was that?
No, I was just like Action Jackson, number 6. Because, you know, you...
Oh, yeah. That's my boy. We've been playing together since we were like 14. So, okay. Yeah. He just came to Temple, and he's my roommate. That's cool. That.
Random.
So real quick, talk a little about the Tennessee offer and how that opportunity really kind of came together for you.
Well, I kind of left the recruiting up to my coach. I knew I was over this last summer, my phone started to ring, started to get some calls and some offers. It was a blessing, and Tennessee had actually called me. So we went to celebrate my dad's birthday in Louisiana, which was mine and his race of fish. He actually called me for the first time on his birthday. So ever since then, it was me and my mom kind of thought that was a sign, that was the place to be. And then as soon as they offered, it was a brainer. That's where I wanted to be, so took it.
Yeah, Tennessee is a great place to be with a lot of talent going there. The number one class 21 point guard just committed there this today, I think. And
I saw that.
Gonna have a lot of hype coming to Tennessee.
Okay,
sure. All right.
Volunteers. Okay, we gonna put on for that other orange. Okay.
All right.
Nah, Seth. No, man. Blessings for you coming up in your final season at Temple and beyond. And we'll stay in touch, Seth. Before we let you go, who you shouting out to?
Shoot. First off, shout out God, because none of this would be possible with him. And shout out my boys, shout out my mom, always there, and shout out the city, because that's where I'm from. I'm going to put on.
That's what's up.
Put on for the 512.
I thank y'all for having me.
Seth Stevenson, RPND forever. Hayes, Tennessee Temple, sure. He do that. Baseball diamond. Trey Turner lookalike. No. Seth, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good one.
That's what's up. All right, Horn FM presents Flex ATX. You know, all the sports.
Yo, shout out Ricky Martinez. Ricky Martinez from Pflugerville went to San Jack Junior College and then ultimately ended up at Tennessee and got drafted.
Really?
So a little bit of a JUCO route, Tennessee connections to 512, so...
You know what was crazy? He Seth name dropped Brett Beatty from Lake Travis. Is, you know, he got drafted 12th overall this past draft, but he wasn't, you know, on a 60-man roster. And with them not having minor league baseball, I mean, like, I'm wondering what Brett's even doing right now.
Grinding, probably.
Yeah, probably
working and grinding. Shout out Paul Rodriguez, man. That's all you can do. It's just get your work in the cage, get your conditioning in, and just kind of stay ready. Because I mean, we've seen MLB teams like call people up, they're calling people up from literally doing nothing. So you got to just kind of stay ready.
Okay, all right. Horn FM presents Flex ATX. Snoop Daniel, Zach Lucero, my man Nolan Hogan, Pika the producer, but Carol Hotline. Okay, so I remember one of the first times when I was still over at Fan Stand, and shout out to them. I was covering volleyball, and I covered Hutto, and Imani Williams was out there just like killing it, like, dominating the game. So Goat Hour, we had to have another
legend.
Goat Alert. Imani Williams on the phone right now with Carol Hotline. Imani, thank you for joining the show.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
Monty, so Zach Lucero here, a.k.a. your best friend. So tell a little bit about your Hutto volleyball experience. I mean, really, like, you really kind of played volleyball in an era where, like, people were really just kind of starting to go to volleyball games more. You're starting to see more of, like, a student section presence. So what was your, like, Hutto volleyball experience like?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. It definitely was like a eye-opening experience because, like you said, at the beginning when I first started, volleyball wasn't really as popular, you know, like whole games and that whole vibe. But I remember like each year going up, and when I was probably like a junior, senior year, it was like the games were packed and people had signs and everyone knew like who were the good teams in district. And it was definitely like good being in that whole little era of that, because that's when I feel like our like entire volleyball team was really just like known and noticed, and that was a really good feeling to have and contribute to.
Yeah, and you're a multi-sport athlete at Hutto. I mean, overall, just like, you're just a super athletic girl. But I remember talking to you earlier just about like the amount of responsibility that your coaches put on you on the volleyball court at like such an early time in your high school career. So talk a little bit about that, about getting playing time as an underclassman and kind of what that meant for you.
Oh, yeah. Since my freshman year, you know, I started out on freshman. I got moved up to varsity that same year. So I didn't really have that jump from, you know, freshman JV to varsity. It was kind of that big jump, especially as a freshman. And then, like you said, with the whole responsibility and me at the time not being super duper confident in my own abilities. So
you not confident? Shut up.
I was. My coach.
Monty's shy.
Really?
He was. She was the one that really pushed me, and that volleyball is the reason I can honestly say I have the confidence I do, because she gave me so much responsibility. Like, hey, I know you're underclassmen, but you're, at the time I was in middle, you know, so like, you got to talk, you got to be the loudest on the court, you got to make sure you put the team on your back and make sure you keep the same attitude well throughout the game. And from there, that's when I just felt like my responsibilities just came from that. And then each year was just, you know, do better than the next year. I was second team all district this year. Okay, I'm MVP this year. You know, it was trying to just really keep that consistent and then being a good role model and stuff for the team.
So, talk a little
bit. By the way, former Hutto Imani Williams, headed to PV.
Former Hutto, always been a GOAT. Mm-hmm.
Just,
you know,
to reset.
So Monty, like you said, you played middle, and like, you're not a super tall girl, but you can jump out the gym. So
yeah,
talk a little about like the recruiting process for you, ultimately to end up at a Division I university. But how was it being recruited as an undersized player whose majority of your tape was as a middle?
I'm definitely happy to showcase my attributes of ball, like, you know, my jump, my speed, like me being a, you know, tri-sport athlete at the time, doing basketball, track, and volleyball. I really had to showcase, you know, I'm quick, agile, stuff like that, really getting, like, branding myself out there. Like, even though I am undersized, like, my work ethic and all that other stuff is going to equate to me being able to play at that level. And the film that I had, trying to just show more explosive jumping, being able to run and be quick and long-lasting, really kind of, at the time also being a middle who was able to stay in a little bit longer, transitioning to an outside, so showing some defense and offense. Really just having to, like I said, I didn't have the height. I had to really care and work hard and keep trying to, you know, lift and stuff, making sure that everything else I could have under my control, but to the best of my ability.
Imani, can you talk about heading to PV, Prairie View? I'm a big fan of HBCUs. And your decision to head there.
So real quick, first, it started at Nichols, ended up at Alabama State. So really being your first HBCU, and then after your time at Alabama State, I remember talking to you. You were really kind of like in the middle ground in terms of deciding where you wanted to go to next. But it was something that was very prominent to you, really kind of before like everybody got so woke all of
socially.
A sudden, right?
Yeah.
Was something that you definitely wanted to continue going to an HBCU. So can you talk a little bit about how you ultimately ended up at deciding on Prairie View, but before that, how ultimately you kind of came to this decision that you wanted to stick with this HBCU route?
Oh, yeah, sure. Pretty much, you know, starting my Division I career at a PWI, loved the, you know, school memories I made, but it was like, when that kind of came to an end, I felt like I needed a little bit of a change. I was introduced to, you know, HBCUs, and it was just a bit like the culture. And, like, even when I went on my visit, it was just like, this is like you said, at the time, it wasn't really a big moving decision, but it just felt right at the time because I ended up being introduced to some, like, of African-American history teachers, and, like, they were really just showing me and telling me things they're going to do throughout the year about bringing speakers and stuff like that. And that was really intriguing to me because I really love to learn about stuff like that. And then just new traditions and stuff like Fried Chicken Wednesday, everyone gets dressed up in their little thing, you know. It's like, hey. I never experienced that. Like, it's like a whole little community in its own community. We have our own little holidays and traditions and stuff like that. And I really love that for sure. I love the community. I love the family. I love the people I met, the memories, and I know for a fact that going to HBCU, nothing wrong with any other type of school, but I know going to HBCU, that really opened my eyes to a different way of education, a different way of doing things, and I really loved that, for sure.
So I remember, so now that everyone's kind of like a little bit more woke and stuff, and we've really kind of seen like a jump in popularity for HBCUs, not only for the kids who that's their only opportunity, but some of the like big time athletes. I don't know if you've seen someone like the 5-star basketball recruits are starting to put HBCUs in their like recruiting list. I mean, what kind of significance do you think that holds to have some of these really big time athletes kind of coming to the HBCUs?
I honestly think it's a really good move, really good decision. I mean, I feel like there's a stigma also, like, you know, HBCU competition levels and stuff like that. But one thing about me being in it and seeing it, like, our team, we were SWAC champions. We ended up going to the Big Dance and playing Stanford.
Stanford, yeah.
Yes.
So it's like we're able to compete and play against other teams to where we can do just as well as other teams that you would see, like, who aren't HBCU. So I definitely feel big-time athletes coming to these programs. It's just going to show the more competitiveness that HBCUs do have to offer that I feel they don't get enough credit for. So I really feel like this is a good move for HBCUs, and I really feel like it'll be a new level of competition for sure.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like the competition isn't to the level that people want it to be because not the athletes aren't going there. So now the athletes are supposed hopefully going there, that'll definitely increase the competition level. So again, we got Monty Williams, Hutto legend, Nichols legend, Alabama State legend, HBCU volleyball GOAT.
Life legend,
legend of a friend. So Monty, a question I ask a lot of the football guys, and really it kind of bodes very similarly for volleyball as well, is, I mean, a lot of times when you think of recruiting and especially volleyball, you think of like the Skylines, you think of the girls from the Dallas scene, you think of the girls from the Houston scene, Houston Juniors, you think of girls from California. But is this something that you thought about when you were playing? Is like, man, I'm really putting on for the 512 right now. I'm really putting on for my city, for my state. Was that something that you thought about, and what does that mean to you?
Oh, definitely. I know, like I said, you know, gaining that confidence throughout the time, and I really started seeing people notice me when I would go to the store, like, oh, yeah, you play volleyball, you're really good, and I feel like that was the time, like, that I really kind of took it upon myself, like, okay, I'm going to do this for, you know, all these little people looking up to me. I got my little sister as well. She was really excited.
Shout out, Liza.
You know, Liza, yes. My little best friend, you know, and I just really felt like, okay, I'm going to do this. I mean, I came from somewhere where I wasn't super duper confident and I didn't know what I could do. And now look at me, I'm going to show that, okay, it may be small. You may not know exactly what you're going to do, what position you're going to play at the time, but it's all going to unfold if you just keep working and stuff like that. So I definitely wanted to showcase that for the 512 for sure.
Motivational Imani.
Hey,
right,
hey, Imani, we got to run, but we've been asking everybody this. Have you heard or seen the new Drake video song? And if so, do you have thoughts or do you care?
See, no, I have not seen it, but I was definitely going to
okay.
see it. So
okay, all right.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
You really should. Send it to me right now.
Who's in your iPod right now? Or like, who are you jamming?
See, I do jam to Drake. I jam to Drake. I do like a little Young Thug. I like a little bit of music that kind of puts me in like a good zone, you know, when I like to work out and stuff like that. So that's pretty much what I listen to. Drake, Young Thug. I do love a little bit of like Black for sure.
Shout out Black,
that's
man.
That's my hey. Favorite artist.
The glue that holds me and Imani together. Shout out Black.
He really does.
Hey, but Imani, you shout out to anybody before we let you go?
Oh, for sure. Shout out to Zach for being an amazing friend, and definitely shout out to my family, little sister. Shout out to the 512 for sure. And yeah.
All right. Imani Williams, Hutto legend.
Thank you, Imani.
Appreciate you, fam.
Appreciate you.
All right. Okay. So listen, we got to take a break. But on the other side, we've had some great guests tonight, but this is definitely one of my favorites. Allie Green, former LBJ superstar. It's a flex.
You know what it is, 8:43. This is Austin, Texas. You're listening to Friday Night Flex, presented by 104.9 The Horn. I'm your boy, Zach Lucero, at Zach Ain't Whack on social media. That is DJ Samwise Gamgee, even bobbing his head like he's really in the booth right now, spinning these hits.
Really chopping it up.
Really chopping it up, man. That's Diplo back there, Diplo Sam. I'm here with Nolan Hogan, Baby Goat. And across from him is the actual GOAT, the hostess with the mostest, Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
Hey, Zach Lucero, appreciate you, fam. All right, Vaquero Hotline, wait no longer. Allie Green, former LBJ, all right, current Tulsa. Allie, fam, I appreciate you joining the show. Thank you so much for doing this interview.
Honor to be on the show.
Hey, now, Allie, dog, we go way, way, way back, fam. I mean, like football, basketball. Can you kind of talk about your LBJ days and like your memories from being an icon, because people still talk about you?
The memories of LBJ is really great. Like, I had a lot of fun there. I had a bunch of friends. I played a lot of sports, you know, and LBJ, especially on the northeast side of Austin, they pretty turned up on sports. So the city came out to see the whole squad play a lot. Like, when LBJ played, a lot of people came. And it was always fun. It was always amazing being one of the people that people could actually, you know, watch and connect with on the football side, the basketball side, whatever type of athletic side it was. I feel like being at LBJ kind of put a highlight, a big emphasis on it. And I appreciate everybody for that. It was fun. I really can't even really explain how much fun I had in high school.
Yeah, so you're talking about the hype of like LBJ when you were there, but now we're really seeing like a resurgence of that hype with LBJ. I know they dropped down to 4A, but they're really making a huge splash in terms of recruiting. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to see LBJ in the news again with these guys?
Man, it's amazing because LBJ hasn't always been like that. So when I get to see my little bros and stuff like that getting big recruitment, just get big offers, all types of things going on, I just feel like that, you know what I'm saying? I was just in that type of predicament, but it wasn't as big. You know, I was just knocking at the door. They kicking the door down. That's crazy. I like it.
But man, it takes somebody like you to at least loosen the door up a little bit, you know?
See, I was just trying to be a little humble, but I definitely left the door unlocked for him to walk through.
Hey, hey. All right, Allie Green on the phone. Okay, so, man, like, what you've been doing over the years at Tulsa, man, we are so proud. Can you kind of talk about, in a nutshell, for folks who haven't really heard from you, what's life like in college for you?
College life is pretty fun. You got to meet a lot of new people. You got to make a lot of new friends and just be open to a lot of new things. I've been at Tulsa for 4 years. I'm a true senior this year coming up. It'll be my senior season. And I've been playing ever since I got here. I played the season opener in 2017 against Oklahoma State, and I've been playing ever since. So I'm trying to make a big run this year because I got to go to the league.
So it's a question. It's a question that I ask. All the 512 kids. So like you said, you got to Tulsa and immediately made an impact. As a guy from the 512, a lot of times when you think Texas recruiting, especially out of state, you hear a lot about DFW this, DFW that, Dallas this, East Texas that. So is putting on for 512, putting on for your city, something that you really like are conscious of and thinking about while you're in college?
Definitely, everything I do, I feel like I'm doing it for my city. Because, and being from Austin, and the recognition from being from Austin, you got to put on. Like, when you go somewhere else, you definitely have to put on. You have to show up. You got to compete. You got to do all that stuff. I love saying I'm from Austin, Texas. I love putting on for my city.
All right, Allie Green, I appreciate you, man. We just wanted to get you on because we know you're busy. I've been seeing you on the news. I'm like, man, I was like, we got to get Allie on because
yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm like, soon he's going to be too busy and can't do really anything. But best of luck to you this year. We'll be fans for life. Before we let you go, you shouting out to anybody?
I want to shout out to my whole 2017 class, and I want to shout out to Block Mafia. That's my DB group in college. Yeah. And I'll be watching out for number 12 this year.
Okay, that's what's up. Already, man. Allie Green, y'all feel me? All right, LBJ, legend. Allie, thank you so much, man. Keep smiling, keep shining. You're a true star, bro.
One more thing. Everybody, y'all got to bleed purple. Jag Nation.
Oh, Allie, have you heard the new Drake track or video? Have you seen it or heard it, or do you have an opinion?
Is it with Lil Durk?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got it. Have you seen the video? Oh, then we lost him.
Oh, there he is. Allie, thoughts on that new Drake, if you have any?
Dang, I can't hear.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Allie. All right, let's go ahead and drop him. Let's go ahead. Allie, thank you. If I came here, he'll say thank you. So, thank you, fam. Damn, I think we almost got a really dope answer. Maybe he'll call back. I don't know.
That's one person that Drake is not beating off the line.
Oh, Allie Green,
Allie locking him up.
Yeah.
Mason's locking him up.
Mace. Oh, man. God, man, tonight was a great show. I'm not going to lie. Like, what show is this, Sam's 18?
Sam doesn't know.
19 shows we didn't
know.
You
told me you didn't know, Sam.
I have to Google it first.
Jeez.
Well, also, like, he titles them, too. I knew we were getting up there. But I'm telling you, like, when we started the show in April... Shout out to Hogan's dad, Aaron Hogan. He was like, if you want to talk high school sports, you can come here. I'll give you 2 hours. Do your thing. I was like, okay, well, we're going to have a... And I stacked every star player I knew in the first night. Like, basically blew my load of guests. So it's 19 weeks deep. This has been an adventure. It's been a journey. I don't know how this show is going to sound. If God willing, we get into a season, it will be a little different.
That's why we got to make it hype, man. Like, because we don't know how long we're gonna be doing the show like this. Yes. So we got to make.
Yeah.
We gotta like. YOSO, you only show once, man.
Yes, like YOSO, YOSO.
Yeah, so I mean, like the format has got to change when the season starts. So I mean, this format, you're not gonna get a format as fun as this anywhere else. You're not gonna get the type of information from the actual source like we do. I mean, I say it to you all the time, like it's the show that you get Central Texas high school sports from the athletes. I mean, you can read the publications, you can go on the sites, but that's all someone else's interpretation.
Yes.
I mean, we had breaking news last week. We got to like really dive deeper into Mason Ramirez's story that a lot of people know from the area, but I mean, he told us that he ended up at Tech and didn't get an opportunity. This is a guy that got playing time opportunity at the University of Texas and tried to go to Tech and they didn't want him. And I mean, that's something that you're not going to get unless you're talking directly to the source. So, I mean, I think people really should have a lot of appreciation for the show in this format, and the introduction of like the Goat Hour.
Yes,
has been so fun. Yeah, for sure.
Because there's so many options. Because like you know, I know like we kind of missed on Mason the week before. He made up for it, made up for it this weekend. So, I mean, it's just a lot of different routes we can go. And yeah, oh man, what is it? How many more shows? Okay, so if the season started September 25th, and that's still just scrimmages, we would have 5 shows maybe. Of just like the freeform guest filled 2-hour flex radio show that you've been used to now for 19. I can't believe we've been doing this for 19 weeks.
Yo, so hit Friday, hit Flex ATX up on social media. Who you want to see on the show? I mean, it's about that time we're going to have to start double booking people, like kind of circling back, getting some people. Yeah. But if there's a guest that we haven't got yet, if there's a guest that you really liked before, hit us up on social media and hey, we'll give it a shot. We'll give it a go.
Yeah, FLXATX. It's misspelled, but it's, you get it, right? So is Black, the singer. It's misspelled. It has a six. Can we run that RJ Martinez interview one more time? Okay, so RJ Martinez, this is one of our area's biggest players. He's the quarterback at Westwood, 3-year starter, verbally committed to Northern Arizona. We spoke with him earlier about how that came about.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. So it just kind of came about, the season starting fairly soon. It's about a month out, a little over a month out. With it up in the air, I thought it was the best time to commit, and especially to a great program like Northern Arizona. From the moment I started talking with them, I know they had a belief in me. I was the only quarterback they officially offered, so knowing that, I knew that they believed in my abilities, and they're heading in the right direction with Coach Ball. They're building a $40 million indoor athletic complex, and it will be built by the time I get there. So definitely everything is pointed in the right direction with them, and their belief in me as a staff really pulled me to commit to them.
Yeah, and on the phone, by the way, Westwood quarterback RJ Martinez. And RJ, it's been a moment since we first saw you, and it feels like destiny. What has recruiting been like for you? Did you like it, dislike it? Was it nerve-wracking, or what are your thoughts on the whole process?
It's definitely a fun process. It's interesting how it came about, especially my senior year, with this whole quarantine thing and not being able to go to camps and have spring ball and 7-on-7 and things like that that we're accustomed to. But overall, it was an enjoyable process. It's something that you only go through once, especially in high school. So you definitely have to enjoy all the camps and all the showcases and things of that in that nature. I would describe it as interesting and definitely a roller coaster for sure.
Yes. All right, RJ, we appreciate you. Congratulations. So proud. Excited to watch you, for what we hope is a final senior year. Before we let you go, you shouting out to anybody?
Yeah, shout out Coach Wood, shout out my parents, shout out my family, shout out Warrior Nation, shout out the guys that are working hard this off season despite everything that's going on right now and us getting shut down several times this summer. They're still putting in that work and still trying to get ready for week one. That's it.
All right. Shout out to you, RJ. Northern Arizona Lumberjack commit, Westwood Warrior QB1. We'll talk to you soon, RJ. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Zach, shout out. Our final words.
Yo, everybody should be excited to watch RJ Martinez. I mean, you said in the interview, hey, we're excited to keep up with you and watch you this season. Man, everybody should. Nolan, if you haven't seen RJ Martinez,
you gotta
check it out, man. He's the Mexican Johnny Manziel.
Wow, the Mexican Johnny Manziel.
High praise.
Oh, wow. Zach. Well, and he said he was the only quarterback they offered, and that's key.
And I think that really instills a lot of faith in a quarterback and kind of lets them know, hey, they're really riding with you, man. It's not like they're offering a dude at my position and telling me they love me and I'm gonna play, but then making me compete with 8 other dudes.
Okay. So, we're out of time. Shout out, Zach.
Yeah, shout out all my G's, man. Shout out God. Shout out the gang. Shout out Sam. Shout out Nolan.
Nolan, shout outs.
Shout out Austin. Shout out ATX. Shout out God. Shout out Snoop.
Hey, shout out Cedar Park Overhead Door. CedarParkGarageDoors.com. Our only sponsor. We love you. We'll welcome more. All right. And shout out all the kids out there chasing them dreams. Do it safely. Keep looking up. That's where it all is.